A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor Recap podcast hosted by the number one anti-tell-all Bachelor Recap podcast hosted by Mel and Rachel, best friend duo. We're recording this before the Women Tell All, so it'll be out earlier, but we will not have anything to say about what occurs on that episode until next week, perhaps, if anything of note happens.
I'm going to watch it, I think.
Of course we're going to watch it, but...
I wouldn't say of course. I've skipped fair share. I don't know yet. I watched what's coming up next. I didn't see anything I needed to see.
Based on the preview, we should be getting a Bachelorette reveal tomorrow.
There? Oh.
That's what he made it sound like. They did like a Goldberg going, Jesse was going back to the dressing room to like make
knock
the announcement.
The door.
That's what they made it seem, yeah.
Okay, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, that'll be cool. That'll be cool.
Do you think that means whoever it is already off the show?
I do, yes. I don't know. It's been leaked. I don't know the name of the leaked Bachelorette, but...
You're not spoiled in this, anything, right? You're not spoiled in the season or the Bachelorette.
No. This is the number one spoiler-free interracial.
Just making sure. You never know when one of us sees a spoiler that we're going
to... Are you? What are you trying to say?
No, I'm not spoiled. I'm not spoiled. Nope.
I have because of what happened on this episode convinced me of who it might be. So it's obvious.
Okay.
Who I think it is then, because there's only one person that went
home. Only one person went home, Rim.
But yeah, well, I'll get to my reasoning later. Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay.
Anything else?
I don't hate that. No.
Hometowns. But not before a shower. Mailbag. Lauren from Asbury Park. Bar Rescue / Rosecast crossover question for AB.
Yeah, hey.
What are your thoughts on Zach's showering technique? Because I didn't see much sudsing tonight.
I was going to say, a lot of people have, you know, put my soaping habits into question over on More Rim and AB. Get your 2-week trial if you would like. A lot of people have been questioning me. As they should. At least I'm using soap. I'll say that. At least I'm using soap. I'm not so sure this man is using any soap, and he's definitely not using anything with... He was not using a loofah or
just hands.
A washcloth. He was just using his hands. Now, I have said, I'm on record saying if I'm at a hotel, I will use hands. I'll use so much body wash
when
I'm at a hotel.
You don't bring all your tools on vacation.
I don't use all the tools. Now, I find it hard to believe he doesn't, being that he's basically going to be living out of a suitcase for that long. I would think he would have the necessary stuff, so he maybe just doesn't use anything ever. He wasn't using anything.
No.
Just for the cameras?
Joke. The reality is, once this was pointed out to me by Lauren from Asbury Park, I realized that they never use soap in these scenes. Because how can you see all the... Where each ab begins
and
ends, nooks and crannies.
You want to see the nooks and crannies. I didn't see any soap. I didn't even see the soap on the sides. I was trying to find where the soap was in the shower, though. Not the suds, just the... Where's the soap bottle? There's nothing in the shower.
It's just getting the person wet. And then their eyes are closed, and they rub their hands through their hair if they have long hair, mm-hmm. or even if they don't, and then they rub their torso, mm-hmm. and their eyes are closed the whole time. That's showering on this show. It's not Zach thing. Zach uses soap in real life. You see how coiffed he is.
I agree.
Just for the cameras.
I would think a nice suds would actually add to the picture.
Well, to each their own, fetish wise. But quick roster rundown with Katie. There's a connection.
We're doing this every week. He does a rundown every week. I'm getting tired of the rundowns.
You know, I liked it at first. Get into it was the like show. A halftime deal. I was like, okay, yeah. Come on.
No, I liked it once, and then I liked it a second time last week. But now you just gave me the rundown last week. I don't need another rundown.
It's as if they're doing it for people. Like, is someone tuning in for the first time this season on Hometowns Week?
Here's what you missed. Like, no, none of us missed anything. We've all watched it from the beginning.
Trudging through the show once again.
Nobody is tuning in just for this episode.
With Katie, there's a connection and a spark. Charity makes him feel comfortable. Now, that's like three in a row with Charity makes me feel comfortable, so not much movement on that end. Mm-hmm. Late-blooming Ariel caught him off guard. Mm-hmm. And things have really picked up with Gabby. Gabby's hometown in Pittsford, Vermont. What'd you make of this, AB? Autumn on the farm.
You ever seen more leaves in your life? Had this been
somebody
me?
Somebody need to get the blower out. That was too thick
it was,
on the ground.
There were leaves up to their knees. Like, right below the knees is where the
mid-calf.
Leaves were. I would have just, had that been me, my date. We're raking those leaves and making a gigantic leaf pile. We're talking swimming pool size leaf pile. That'd be the whole day for me.
I noticed Zach was kind of cosplaying as Maple Man with the flannel pattern jacket. He was definitely fitting the
Maple Man.
Their minds are in the gutter for the hand drilling activity.
Yeah, what's you two freaks knock it off? What the fuck? The sun's out. It's like 8 a.m.
in the day there and too early on the show here.
Everything's too early.
If they don't have syrup in the fantasy suite, you got to fire people.
A syrup tub. Full syrup tub. Anything else is unacceptable.
You want to go an extra level? You have Blake Moynes there as well, naked. The original, the OG syrup man, laying sideways behind a syrup set up like when you walk in the grocery store and there's a bunch of cans for football season in a design.
He's just there to show you how to really utilize the syrup.
Exactly, their syrup romance liaison.
Yes.
Tough. Listen, my biggest takeaway from this whole episode is Zach is a fake sugar guy. That's all that he's exposed as a fake syrup man.
Have you ever seen something? First of all, did they not get any maple syrup out of that tree? What's the deal there?
Well, you have to boil it. It's a whole...
I'm not saying to be able to use it, but I wanted to see it dripping out of the tree. They didn't put the thing in where it then extracts the maple syrup.
Yeah, they didn't get that far.
So they just drilled a hole in the tree and then fingered the tree.
That's exactly what happened.
That's what happened. That's all that happened.
There was no sap out of there.
No sap. What are we doing here? Anyways, he's a... Zach goes, oh boy, I love syrup.
Ooh,
I'm like,
you know me.
I don't know.
I didn't buy it from the start.
No, you're not a syrup guy or a sugar guy. Excuse me.
Skin's too nice. I can tell
a sugar guy
from a mile away.
I know. I am a sugar guy. I know sugar men. Okay.
You are not one of us, buddy.
Don't pretend like you're one of us.
No, I get it. I'm cool here in Vermont. No.
You don't like syrup. You don't like sugar.
This was confirmed when he picked the wrong, non-maple syrup in the taste test.
Well,
I mean, come on, it was great value, light brand, probably.
You know, maple syrup isn't, everyone doesn't like maple syrup. I like other syrups better than maple syrup. I like regular.
If that's the case, you got to say that to her, because he says, that's the best one.
Well, I'd say it right
up
front. But Rim, she gave him the maple syrup, remember? At the limo entrances, she gave him the maple syrup and he hated it. So why would he enjoy any of this syrup? He doesn't like maple syrup.
Also, in his defense,
he doesn't like sugar.
He doesn't like sugar. She didn't say one of these is fake. He just stumbled onto the fake That's pretty good. I feel like I've had that before.
If I had three maple syrups in a regular processed, you know, Aunt Jemima syrup,
yep.
I would probably choose the regular processed syrup. I like the flavor more than a maple syrup. I'm sorry. Now, I don't buy that he liked any of these.
No.
But I can understand why. I think some people don't like the flavor of maple syrup compared to other syrups.
Even so, in the scenario you described, the one we watched, mm-hmm. you got to say one that you're pretty sure is a maple.
I mean, I can
one
pick out a maple
in.
Syrup. Yeah, I don't think you can. As a syrup guy, you give me three maples and one, you know, Hy-Vee brand.
Great value, yeah.
I can tell which one is the is not the maple, so I'd choose one of the other ones had that been me as a syrup man.
Other than that, I thought this portion went well. Zach didn't commit to falling or starting to fall, but perhaps love is around the corner.
Hmm.
During the sit down, she seemed to indicate that maybe her family was a bit of a gauntlet, but I didn't really believe it. Yeah.
Did you see the little clip after the show?
After the show. No, the credits? No.
The credits. After the credits, they showed him and Gabby in this portion of the date, and he was talking about, he goes, you know what I actually like putting on pancakes? You're going to think I'm crazy.
Vinegar.
It's, I would say almost as bad.
What? What could this
be? He goes,
be?
Mustard.
All right, cancel this man.
That's
what do we have to do here?
Why didn't
are you out of your mind?
Are you out of your fucking mind, sir? He goes, my grandma used to do it, and now the whole family does it, or some shit like that.
Well,
he
now,
wasn't
see,
joking
now I feel
at
bad
all.
About a family tradition, mocking a family tradition, but that's a crazy,
I don't care if it's a family tradition. What are we
I
doing
make
here?
The rules.
Throw this man in
yeah,
prison.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Very interesting.
If I married Zach, man. We're not raising our kids that way. I'll tell you that.
Known sugar man actually puts mustard on his pancakes.
That, truly, the fakest sugar guy I've ever heard.
The fakest sugar guy.
You're
I
a fraud
put
sugar
mustard
man.
On my pancakes. Mustard.
I choke when I eat maple syrup. I put mustard on my pancakes. And then later in the night, the way he was talking about syrup offended me with her family. We'll get to that. Gabby's hometown nighttime.
You can tell because he has moments in the show where he has sugar. I think he likes sugar a lot, but he doesn't eat sugar for physique reasons. Like later in the episode, they're having carbs or something, and he's like, wow, these carbs are incredible. And you can just tell this guy doesn't eat carbs or sugar. Like you don't.
At least
you
not
don't
this year.
Eat that stuff.
Not in 2022. He was like,
he's
abstaining.
Amazed whenever he has something of that sort. So, yeah, I don't think he dislikes sugar. He's just not a sugar guy.
Yeah.
For other reasons. That's all.
Totally agree. Hometown, nighttime. Sister is a carbon copy. That's the first thing I noticed. Chloe.
Carbon copy.
Evan and Braden are brothers. Mom mm-hmm. and dad are Stephanie and Kevin. They talk a little bit about their trip. This was, I don't want to say play the hits, but for the most part, these intros to the families played out the same on all four. What did you make of the early chat with Evan? Seemed like he was going to be a tough grill.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be something here. He had a look to him that this might be a tough conversation.
And it wasn't. It was nothing.
This isn't going to be a tough conversation at all, is what I wrote here after the first sentence that came out of his mouth. I want to know truthfully if my sister is someone you see for you or something as a sweet person or something like that. I don't know. It was
sugar guy to sugar guy. What are your intentions, buddy? Yeah, nothing there. Gabby and
nothing
her sister.
There. Yeah.
There, Gabby talks about, at least here, falling in love with Zach like it's a scheduled event.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I could be falling in love soon. We're just waiting on a few things to be confirmed by the team, getting our ducks in a row.
He mentioned something about mustard. That's one of the main
I'm really reconsidering.
Snacks right now.
That was my takeaway from that. Zach and Mom, he turned the topsy-turvied the questions. Job interview.
Good move.
What would you say I need to perform well in this role? How would you describe a successful husband for Gabby?
Mm-hmm. Gabby is looking for someone to ground her and make her feel safe. A lot of people mention this, including Gabby. She's just looking for someone to make her feel safe. But nothing here. I mean, he was asking the questions of her.
Yeah.
And then don't even get me started on this dad, Rim.
I would love for you to get started on the dad, respectfully.
Sits down with the dad. The dad is a hopeless romantic, Rim, so immediately when they say that, this guy's not going to be tough. No. He believes in this process.
Yeah, he gets swept up in TV romances, is what they made him sound.
This guy loves romance. Okay. Gabby's dad sits with Gabby, and they use a lot of their precious time to talk, a lot of his precious time to talk to his daughter, talking about his quick romance. Really wasn't, she didn't ask anything. He talked about his falling in love with Gabby's mom.
I suppose that could be a indirect blessing. You know, I'm on board with the, you know,
I think I he's on board the process. With it, but he had no questions about anything.
No.
So there we go.
Outside on the bench. AB, I thought she started the motor to saying the L word, but the engine didn't turn over. Just didn't, the car didn't start.
Couldn't
she said, I'm finding love or something. It just didn't, I don't count what she said as a declaration of love. She didn't say it, and she had been building up to it.
I wouldn't go so far as saying she even said, I'm falling in love.
No, she didn't say any of that. She said, I'm finding love or something, but it was a throwaway. It sounded as if I were Zach, I'd been like, with who? With me? Tell me if it's with me.
It was mostly, this conversation was mostly about how much this is going to suck for her. Going first, she's not going to see him for a week. She asked him not to forget about her. I thought genuine concerns from her, though. Genuine emotions from Gabby. Mm-hmm. Not all polished and focused on the TV show. These seem like genuine, something you would think about someone you care about and not seeing them for a week.
I think Gabby is probably the least, this is a compliment, the most
TV?
Herself, the least like TV aware, the least camera aware, I guess. I think she it just behaves as she behaves for the most part. Okay, Ariel's hometown. I was going to do the City Guys theme. I'm not feeling up to it right now, but this music was like CITY. You can see why. Citywide. Roll with the City Guys. That's what this music was. Go back and run the tape if you only watch it once. I've never heard this music on this show before. They're in the big city. Zach makes her feel calm. He makes her feel like herself. Now, I'm watching this with AB's description of their one-on-one day in my mind, in that he didn't see their chemistry. And I thought I did, so I'm watching this now, and I'm like, is it there?
Well, did they double a leg wrap? Ask yourself that.
No, but she didn't have the outfit for it, and it was, there was tons of people around. So, bing bang, that's why. If they're in the Vermont Forest, I think they leg wrap.
Everyone else leg wrapped.
Everyone leg
wrapped. Everyone else. They, like, kind of walked up slowly to each other.
Yeah, I mean, the end of You've Got Mail was more, magnetic.
I'm just
Which
not,
is a fair thing to compare it to.
Just not seeing it quite. I'm not seeing the urge to see each other I see with other people. Which, the double leg wrap is...
That's a big indicator.
Is a big indicator of... If you just casually, slowly walk up to each other.
Pat you on the shoulder.
Yeah, here's this. She forgot there. Something. Yeah, handshake. Like, I don't know. There's something missing there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it could have been the outfit. I just know other people haven't had the outfits and they just make it work.
Something well said. About. I mean,
something to think about.
Yeah.
We can make excuses for the no double leg wrap.
But the reality is...
Reality is people make it work.
Sign.
With whatever outfits they have.
First stop is a pizza shop. That's where Zach makes the carb comment. Zach is a big believer in having a spouse you like being around.
Hey. Something to keep in mind moving forward.
You know, Zach's right about that.
I'll tell you.
That is a good thing to have.
Then they stop at a Jewish deli to eat even more food. Fake coffee shop speakeasy is next.
Mm.
Then they have a family talk before he meets them.
I liked this date because we're getting a view into her life, which I don't think you always get with these hometowns. Jewish deli, speakeasy, pizza. Now, maybe those are all just things the producers
made her do.
Speakeasy, I
feel like it's more of a touristy spot, yeah.
Yeah, probably. But you get a view into, you know, things that maybe she would do,
sure,
which I enjoyed.
Her family fled the Soviet Union because they're Jewish. Her brother, Bobby, might kick his ass.
Bobby's the one to be worried about, she said.
We'll see if that changes when Big Z walks in the room.
I have a comment about this later, too.
I think you got a better chance against Zydrunas Ilgauskas than Zach, Bobby, however big you are.
Bobby has offered up to beat up a few of her exes, she warned Zach. Okay.
I was kind of hoping that would go down, but then I saw Zach's watch, and I felt like, you know, he's probably not getting in a scrap with that watch on. Anything else on the daytime portion?
No. So they go to the winery to meet Ariel's family, which is awesome. And I wrote here, listen, Bobby, I know maybe you've done this in the past, but there will be no beating up of boyfriends here. No. There's no way. Not with Zach
a big
the
game
Hoss.
Before they walked You're, in.
I know you might have been doing, you do that whole big boy, big brother, big tough guy stuff in the past. That's not really going to work here. You're going to have to find something else.
Her family better have buy-in the way she says it, or this relationship is toast. We've got her dad, Felix, mom, Marina, Gabby, sister-in-law, and brother, Bobby. Bobby and his wife pull him first, but it was mostly a Bobby pull.
This was a Bobby date.
His first question, why should she choose you? I think Zach totally psyched himself out heading into this date.
I agree. Complete freeze-up.
Something about she has a big heart, or maybe he has a big heart. I don't even know. It flopped. The first part of the answer flopped.
Well, first he goes, And that's how you know the man is, you know, the wheels are turning. He's got nothing prepared for this, so he's going to have to do it off the top of his head, which is a bad sign. So he goes,
And then he acknowledges the pause, too. He goes, this is taking a while, isn't it, Bobby?
He goes, I have a pretty big heart, and the person I end up with at the end of this has my whole entire heart, and I will do anything under the sun. Also, I'm a pretty good cook. I think he was trying to land a joke there. It wasn't the time for a joke. Read the room, Zach. Obviously, this guy's not in the mood for jokes. Also, that's not... the one's not going to land, especially after you give such a bad answer. You can't have a bad answer and then a joke at the end.
An old baseball coach once said, you make an error, you take your time, you don't compound it by making another error.
You don't want a second error.
He bobbled the ball. Then he decided, let me try and save it by slinging a joke out here.
Yeah.
And the ball sailed into the bleachers, the first base bleachers. A joke could disarm him there and kind of get him on your side, but not a bad one and not at the end of a bad answer.
I don't think there is a joke that could disarm Bobby. Come on. Tough guy, Bobby. This is Bobby's brand, like being an overprotective brother.
What'd you make of the gotcha questions? The birthday, the middle name stuff?
I don't think those are fair questions for the scenario. Like, obviously, I don't know every... Am I going to know 8 women's birth dates?
Or 30?
I only know 2. Me. I can't... I mean...
Who's the second one?
Well...
Who are you, Zach, when you say that, or are you?
If I'm Zach in that scenario, I only know my 2 parents at that time. There's no way he doesn't know any of their middle names and any of their birthdays. You shouldn't, and I don't think you'd want to know that stuff right now. Until you've picked them, I'd think. Maybe birthday, I don't know.
So you didn't think this, you would chalk that up as a...
I just think he was trying to put on for the cameras a little bit.
Sure.
Like, let me get this guy. Let me show him up.
You think he got him?
I think he was just trying to make him look bad. No, I don't think so. I didn't think he would know this. I think it's unreasonable to assume that he would know four people or 10 people, middle names and birthdays. I don't think that's one of the questions he's asking.
No, but Bobby's obviously just trying to highlight the silliness of this is supposed to be the moment where, like, you ask for her hand in marriage and you don't know these basic facts about her. That's all he's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby was with Ariel as well, and he says, hey, this is marriage, not a joke. What did you make of this interaction, AB?
I just don't know if either Ariel or Zach were prepared for this, for any of these conversations. And it seems like Ariel knew that it was going to be some tough conversations, but neither of them were really prepared to answer any questions. And that's alarming. But also, Bobby was being a jerk. He's doing stuff. He's doing some of his tactics I don't appreciate.
You don't appreciate that as a viewer? You would rather not have a brother like that? You'd rather everybody get along all fine and say,
nothing,
like,
nothing really came from it. Nothing really came from it.
I'd say Zach's flop answer came from it.
That was
an entertaining moment.
He didn't put up any stink after the fact. Like, he didn't give an ultimatum or anything. Like, he didn't really give his opinion on Zach or anything, so it was all for nothing, really. He was just trying to get him.
Yeah, okay. Back with Dad, Zach walked right into a question about conflicted feelings. I felt that he should not have said, he basically was like, who knows how I feel about your daughter in a week or two, which leads directly to, well, then are you not certain about this? Why are you here if you're not certain about it? But Dad softened a little bit when he was with Ariel. Anything with Ariel and her dad?
No, it kind of just ends with, you know, we're skeptical. I didn't love any of his answers or your answers, but I trust your decision.
It's out of my hands.
And I will support your decision. Then that's what it should really be.
Outside on the bench, I felt as though Ariel delivered the falling for you line in a way that reminded me of Jed with Hannah.
Oh, nothing behind it?
Just saying something you're supposed to say because someone told you to, or you feel like you're supposed to. Now, maybe that's her speaking style, but it came off like, all right, well, first things first, falling in love with you. I'm ready to say that now, but...
I thought after this whole episode that Zach would be sending her home, honestly.
I did too.
It was the toughest questions, the worst time by far. They all said, like, Ariel and the family said, you know, we are a big part of this. If you can't make it work with the family, then it's not going to work. And then I didn't get any resolution, which is why Bobby's whole thing didn't really hit for me. I didn't get any resolution or, you know, him telling Ariel what he really felt or anything coming from it. It just, I don't know.
A lot of bluster, not much behind it, you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't feel it with Zach and Ariel the way I feel it with each of the other three duos.
I agree.
I would put Zach and Ariel lowest on the chemistry power rankings among the remaining four couples, and I left this date thinking Ariel will be the one to go home. That was almost certain in my mind.
Zach has sent everyone that's had a tough conversation with him home, so I expected this to follow suit.
Charity hometown. Meeting the family first in Georgia. Mom, Vicky, Dad, David, brothers, David, and Nehemiah, sister Mia, and childhood friends, which did not have the same attitude as your traditional childhood friends on a hometown.
Why you say that?
They seemed concerned. They all seemed like deeply concerned as to what was happening, not like, oh my gosh, so excited for you.
It seems like most of the family, brother included, and the friends remember some breakup that she had, I don't know how recently, where it took a toll on her.
That was
That's the feeling I'm gathering from this.
Yeah.
Like, I know you like him, but there's like a 75% chance, based on just numbers, there's four people here, 25% chance you're going to win, 75% chance you're going to be in that dark place again. And we are concerned that's where it's headed.
Every interaction with Charity and whoever was, they were kind of talking around that without mentioning details of it. And it seemed to me like they were trying to suss out, do you really like Zach as that much? Because if you do, that is where we are likely heading. So they
if you do like him that much, please prepare yourself for a possible breakup is how I took all of this.
The questioners seem to be wanting to hear in code that she didn't like Zach that much and to not worry about that being a possibility. I don't know this guy. I imagine he cheated on her. That's what everyone kind of was feeling like. Remember when that guy fucking cheated on you and it brought your whole world
down?
Is
she the one with infidelity?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what it
obviously has been mentioned, I think. So there you go. Dad with Charity, a little too easygoing for my taste. He didn't seem thrilled that they hadn't exchanged L words yet.
They had a southern tailgate rim.
I wouldn't call that a tailgate. They were sent. They were just eating.
That's just
outside.
What they said. They said
they're
that
just
not
eating
me.
Outside.
They said a southern spread going to be kind of like a tailgate. Not my type of tailgates.
I didn't see any games or.
I didn't see any games. Anything. I didn't hear any music.
I didn't
That's
hear anything or see
tailgate.
Anything other than
a
food.
Lot of standing.
No standing.
If everyone's
no
sitting around
anywhere.
A table, it's not a tailgate. Okay,
you're just outside.
But maybe that, you know, was part of why.
He was having too good a time. You're
he was
saying
having
to
too
like,
good a time. That's what I'm saying. Like if I'm at a tailgate, if I'm at a tailgate one day, and my daughter brings their significant other to meet me, I won't be on my game.
No,
that's
no.
what I'm saying. I won't ask the important questions because I'll be having too good of a time. Let me get back to the tailgate.
Exactly.
Actually, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, he didn't seem too bent out of shape. It is tough to maybe chide your daughter's decision making when she starts crying about how much she admires your own relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Charity with friends, like I said, didn't seem fully on board.
Yeah, I agree. Concern.
That was the general feeling I got. They were like, I hope this works out, because if not, we're going to have to pick up the pieces, and we don't really want to do that.
I wonder if some of them are thinking it's too soon after whatever her last breakup
That's
was.
That's another feeling
some
I kind
of the,
got.
Some of the past episodes, now looking back, it seems like that wound might be pretty fresh to me. Like, she's almost had to, when the magician changed the story arc of the old show, when he did that, her thing was, like, the infidelity, and she had to talk to Zach explaining how she had to talk him into her being ready.
Yeah.
So maybe she just is saying that, and the friends and family might see it as a little too soon. And maybe they don't think she's possibly all ready for this.
That's the feeling I got
for
as well.
A real relationship, like engagement type level of relationship. Maybe they didn't see this.
This was
happening.
Not the best route to take following that. Side note, the magician replied to us on Twitter and said, great episode, guys. Like, haha, smiley face. I'm like, you didn't listen, did you, buddy? Because we were not too kind about your role.
Did you
on
tag
the
him?
No, he just was searching and probably replying to everyone who mentioned
great episode, guys.
Yeah, good job. Good job.
Actually,
work,
you should, you should sue us. Actually.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Are you sure you.
Even the thing he replied to was like, the magician fucked all this up. Like, he ruined the season. He's like, nice job, fellas.
Okay, that's very funny.
I just left it. I wasn't gonna get into it.
Are you sure you
Nehemiah, her brother and Charity. And once again, this was about the elephants in the room and about her past breakup. He brings up other relationships, potential for heartbreak. They both start crying, and they were crying, in my opinion, about what happened. They were crying through that event.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Are you prepared for heartbreak again? He asks. Because when it happened before, I didn't know if you'd be okay. And I don't want to see you like that again because you deserve the world. I thought Nehemiah showed perfectly what a good protective brother should do. The I'm going to beat up the boyfriend antics and, you know, power questions, that type of stuff. That we see from some of these guys, that doesn't land with me.
That's great for the real world, but I appreciate a good, like, loose cannon brother.
Yeah, of course,
as well.
We all appreciate a good lunatic brother on this TV show.
Good for Nehemiah. I'm not going to, I don't,
you'll
I'm
never
not,
think
like,
about this.
I'll never think about
again.
This interaction ever again. It's a nice real life interaction, not
fair.
Charity with her mom. kind of same thing.
Both of them just crying.
Mom did kind of emphasize the value of changing the feelings of love.
Mm-hmm.
Charity seemed to imply she was going to say it tonight, and Mom looked down like, okay. As far as Zach, I think it went well for him. It wasn't really on the hot seat.
It wasn't the hot seat.
There wasn't much of Zach here.
It was all love from Charity's family.
Well, and it felt like a Bachelorette edit. This beefed up her backstory in a way that not everyone else got. You know, with Ariel, it didn't seem like propping Ariel up. It was putting Zach through the ringer. Here, it seemed like propping Charity up and not... Zach was hardly acknowledged.
Mm-hmm.
Charity did, in fact, reveal that she was falling in love with Zach in the alleyway after they go dancing. And it seemed a whole lot more natural than with Ariel.
They went to a bar dancing, go outside into the alley, says she's falling in love with them, can 1,000% see herself engaged to Zach.
And at that point, I thought, okay, well, that'll do it. That was a more natural exchange, yeah, and it does, I think, too. Zach liked Charity more. But what do I know?
Before Katie's dates, I thought I was starting to waver a little bit on my confidence that it's for sure going to be Katie. I saw Zach, you know, showing the same type of feelings towards the other women, especially Gabby, even Ariel and Charity, where I could see them actually winning the season.
And then that evaporated.
That was until Katie's date. But before this, at this point, I thought, you know, maybe I was too strong in what I was saying about Katie.
Let's take a quick break before we get to Katie's date.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Katie's hometown, Austin, Texas, where Zach lives.
I was kind of thinking other people could have a chance here until this one came around.
I haven't even considered their locations in my evaluation of their story. And
He already lives there. It's such an advantage for her. If it's even close, let's say it's close between Charity and Katie at the end of the day. And he's giving out the final rose. And one of them lives in his hometown, and one of them is going to be like, one of us is going to have to uproot our life and move to the other one, which is always a point of contention on this show. Which one am I going to choose if it's close? You know, I'm going to choose the one that already lives here. It'll be more normal if we start dating and we're engaged because we live in the same town. No one has to move.
They spend a lot more time together than without having to meet up secretly.
They're not starting in a long-distance relationship. Like most of these, if you think about it, all these relationships usually are starting in a long-distance relationship, which are usually horrible. So it's just a huge advantage.
He even refers to it while they're in the car. Her car.
Her car.
This is a big
deal. He's staying at his house. The comfort he must feel.
Zach now knows where Katie lives in his hometown.
In his hometown.
Let's say he picks someone else. Wouldn't even be able to trust it.
He'd have to move.
He's going
to
be able to meet up with Katie for what the youths call a sneaky link, AP. These
oh,
two
saying...
are getting together after the show,
no matter what. No matter what. Okay. I hear what you're saying.
They should have done this at a neutral site. They should have
this.
This
wasn't fair. It's home field advantage where the other teams don't have.
It's an insane home field advantage. They also do, their date is doing normal stuff. Grocery shopping.
Yeah. Stuff
I think
they're
they put
going
together
to do.
A light fixture. Yeah, they're just getting started on their life now.
Zach and Ariel did stuff that Ariel does, but it will never be something Zach does outside of, like,
no,
if he travels
go
there,
back to
a
New
vacation
York.
In New York. That'll be sometimes Zach does this. This is stuff that they both will do.
And it was smart from Katie.
Yeah, make it feel like home.
They lay in a bed in her house.
In
it is getting far too easy for him to envision this life. This was the only hometown that was like a real world, we're together hometown.
Maybe ever. They also, when they greeted each other, it was just different than all the other people. I'm sorry. I don't know why, but it was.
For sure.
it was more than just a leg wrap. Mm. Okay.
Before the nighttime portion, Katie talks about her family. And while discussing how special her mom is, Zach is almost crying while Katie is talking about that. He doesn't cry during, or almost cry during the other stories. He's looking at her, that's like, he just, I don't know, he feels it more.
I agree.
Spin Zone, though, maybe this was the Bachelorette edit. Maybe this whole date was a Bachelorette edit.
I mean, the story is a good Bachelorette story.
It's all there. I feel more like enthused about Katie as a potential Bachelorette now than I did before the episode. That's a Spin Zone.
Yeah, but the fact that they're announcing it next week just eliminates.
That's not confirmed. That's what the trailer looked like. Jesse went and knocked on somebody's door and he's like, somebody's going to have news that'll change their life forever. What else could it be? But they've been known to mislead on trailers before, so who knows?
Sure.
Anyway, the last stumbling block is mom's approval. Katie makes it clear without mom's approval.
They're trying to tease
this isn't
happening. As if the mom isn't going to give approval.
Yeah,
I did.
I was never really concerned about that.
I wasn't ever concerned either. Yeah.
The nighttime portion with her family, mom Anne, Aunt Jill, Grandma Kathy, who, by the way, I don't know if you, this, they kind of snuck in there that she's like a fan of Zach.
Oh, I didn't see that.
A fan of the show. And
like
I feel
a fan
like
of
maybe
the show,
Katie
fan of
mentioned
Zach?
It earlier in the season. Like, my grandma is a huge fan.
Why didn't we get some content there?
I don't know. Got nothing from her brother, too, who remains unnamed. Anything on Mom and Katie? Mom and Katie part one.
Katie's mom says she's never seen Katie like this before. A little more touchy-feely than she's ever seen.
Could be just camera stuff.
Is that concerning?
Of course.
That it's fake?
Not that it's fake, that...
That's what I was thinking.
You're
I
in a
it.
Whirlwind. You're too wrapped up in this...
Like, you never have...
You're not seeing the forest
for
the trees.
People. It sounds like she was with someone for 7 years, and it was... Now, it also sounds like a very toxic relationship, but that was a little concerning to hear this isn't what she's normally like with... I don't know.
Mom didn't seem concerned.
I'm always got my eyes peeled for fake in it for the wrong reasons.
Who would be
Not
in for the wrong reasons here? Katie?
Yeah. Like she's faking.
That's certainly possible.
Lovey-dovey stuff to get farther on the show. Now,
selling it.
I don't know that I even believe what I just said.
Now you got to see it from
but
360.
It just made my eyes get a little bigger. Okay.
How about Mom and Zach? He seemed ready for this one.
Yeah, he seemed way more prepared, didn't he? He gave what I'd consider his only good answer of the entire... He didn't actually have to answer anything, really.
Mm.
But the one time he did with Bobby, it was a bad answer. This was the only question I thought he really answered well.
I think, although there wasn't much in Charity's and there wasn't much in Gabby's.
Yeah, it was actually seemed pretty easy.
In the other hometowns, it seemed to me that he was just trying to get through the interview portions. And here, he seemed to be trying really
hard to answer the question, accurately express how he feels. Like, I don't want to mess this up with you. That's how it came off to me.
Agreed.
And again, of course, I'm watching it through the lens that I think Katie's the favorite at this point. So,
same. Yeah.
Katie returns to her mom, and it felt like she was going to her to say, like, hey, are you willing to, can you just tell me that he's not right for me so that the decision would be made? Instead, Anne is totally on board.
You took it as Katie wanting the final answer. Are you okay with this or not?
I probably read too much into it, but you don't often see the going back to the parent.
Yeah, I agree.
And it felt like, just tell me if I shouldn't do this. And when she mm-hmm. said, no, I'm on board with
go
it.
Go for it.
Then yeah. The gate was open completely.
Agreed. I think it was the final hurdle.
Yeah.
For Katie.
Yes or no?
Yes or no? Are you cool with this? If you are, I'm all in. And she was. So there you go.
What'd you make of Katie and Zach on the bench?
She talks about how she's even more confident with him after he met her family. Also says, I'm falling in love with you. It went well. There's nothing else to say about it. It went well.
I think Zach reacted to it in a way that was... I
think Zach was a little different.
He was beaming.
A little different than the other...
Oh, completely.
When Charity said in the back alley.
Well, the Charity said in the back alley, I thought was a decent... That was the most natural of the three. When Ariel said it, he was like, aw, come here, and they kiss. This was like...
I feel the same.
Earth-shattering for Zach.
Mm-hmm.
So a successful hometown. The storyline, the thing they want us to watch is, will Zach leave Katie after her father's did the same thing?
Mm.
I've seen nothing to this point that would make me think that's a possibility, but we still have a couple more episodes. Anything else on Katie's hometown?
No, I thought the hometowns in general were...
Nothing special?
Like the rest of this season, nothing really standout. Nothing to talk about. Nothing to write home about with these hometowns.
No, we did just talk about it for an hour, though.
Well, we did. Yeah.
Sadly.
Sadly? I think usually we talk about it longer, is what I'm saying. Like, even the Bobby thing. Bobby tried to make this a thing, but then there wasn't... Nothing really came of it.
I think you could have edited the Bobby thing differently to leave you more with a, oh, that's something that is a dark cloud over the relationship. Because after he stopped talking with Bobby... No, I'm with you.
You didn't leave with it feeling like this was actually going to impact the relationship moving forward.
No, but I'm saying
they
could have. They could have shown Bobby when Zach left, like grinding his teeth, and they could have dark music and then end it with Bobby being like, I don't know if we can move forward with this. And then when Ariel gets the rose at the end of the episode, you're thinking, well, how's he going to do this with his family, with her family hating him?
Well, that's the thing.
Didn't do that.
Ariel said that she needs her family's blessing. And then Bobby also said, like, this isn't just Ariel. This is also, you have to win us over. But we didn't really figure out.
Did he win him over or not?
Did he win you over or not? I have no clue. So I'm just going to go moving. I'm just moving forward, assuming everything's cool with that family. I have no clue. So it all fell flat, is what I'm telling you.
Yeah, it fell flat. And it ended with, like, her dad being like, sure.
Go
you
ahead.
Know, I don't really like it, but what do you want me to do?
Yeah, that's. I think that was the end.
I mean,
you know, so that was it right there. All the Bobby stuff was for nothing.
Speaking of being for nothing, back in Los Angeles, Zach is uneasy.
Did you say speaking for nothing?
Speaking of nothing, this was a filler segment.
This is Sean Lowe.
I need a wise older friend with a similar outlook on being the lead. Sean Lowe's at the door. And they just basically do a quick podcast recap of the Hometowns episode. It's a mid-episode clip show.
Yeah, I didn't need this. The only moment I gathered or I thought was useful was when Sean talks about him having an aha moment when he just realized how much fun he was having with Catherine. Something for... I thought that was pretty good advice. Look for the person you're having fun with, who you enjoy being around the most. I think that's the most important thing you should be looking at here with the limited time you're having with them.
Maybe that broke the tie between Charity and mm-hmm. Ariel. Because I think he probably does, we can say what we want about their connection, he probably does have more fun with Ariel for whatever. He seems to think she's just, you know.
A blast.
Yeah. Rose ceremony. rundown of where people stand with the L word. That's kind of what this was with Jesse outside. Gabby hasn't told Zach she's falling in love with him. Katie said she's starting to fall in love with him. Charity falling in love. Ariel did as well, but again, it seemed more like a formality, just kind of perfunctory. What did you make of the rose order? I thought who received the rose was surprising, and who received the first rose was shocking.
Eh. Sometimes the roses don't matter, Rem.
Well, here's why. You give Ariel the first rose, then that takes all the suspense out of who's not getting the rose.
I didn't have Gabby far enough above Charity that didn't spoil it for me. I don't have Charity that far above Gabby, or Gabby that far above Charity. So it didn't spoil it for me, really.
Okay. Spoil it for me. So I had Ariel and Charity kind of tied.
You thought it was Gabby a step above Charity and Ariel, and then Katie above Gabby is what you saw. So as soon as they said Ariel first, maybe he likes Charity. Ariel. A lot of people have been in the comments in places I've read talking about maybe he just likes Ariel a lot.
Well, I would say so. It's top three.
Yeah.
I just haven't seen it. Just
in first rows.
They don't exude, you know.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel the same way to me as the other relationship.
This is Ariel appears to be the coming out of nowhere person of this season. Because I didn't see this coming.
No.
Weeks ago.
I didn't have Ariel on my power rankings until after week six. I had Charity on after week one.
Yeah.
So she fits the description of the dark horse late riser.
Late riser. Yep.
The roses were Ariel, Katie, and Gabby. Anything on the Zach and Charity breakup bench other than Charity, I believe, cemented herself as the favorite for next Bachelorette. Not only what she said, but also the James Cameron soaring music.
Yeah, the music.
And just classy heartbreak exit. Yeah, the music.
It was just a classic heartbreak Bachelor edit.
Yeah.
Bachelorette edit, excuse me. No, I got nothing else to say. There was nothing standout here. It was just she got a Bachelorette
edit. No hard feelings. Yeah. So, Hometowns episode, do you think it...
I thought it was a dud.
It was in line with the rest of the season, you could say. Not much happened. But yeah, in the pantheon of Hometowns episodes...
It's one of the worst.
Be remembering a lot of it.
There's nothing to remember from it. And usually the Hometowns provide you with some of the most memorable people and moments. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to remember Bobby. Just not. He wasn't as tough as these other people.
Shame.
It is a shame.
Let's move on to the mailbag then. 773-234-7794. Who do you think will be / who do you want to be the next Bachelorette? Nate from KC, my top choices for Bachelorette would be Katie, on the off chance she isn't with Zach, Brooklyn, then Ariel. Brooklyn would bring some fire to the Bachelorette that we haven't had in a while, and I'm interested in learning more about Ariel's background and her wry sense of humor. Thank you, Nate. Alyssa from Arlington, Texas, want for Bachelorette? Our favorite cowgirl, Brooklyn. She could be the next Hannah Brown. Sass, depth, won't take shit from any of the guys, and she's young enough that age and a ticking biological clock won't be the theme. Who do I think producers will pick? Someone from a previous season. I just don't see them giving any of our girls a chance. Thank you, Alyssa. 203 area code, my Bachelorette pick is an unconventional one. I think it has to be Susie. If Clayton had picked Rachel like he should have, LOL, Gabby could have gone on to be the first on Paradise, and we could have gotten some Susie Bachelorette season of my dreams. She's dynamic, funny, and clearly serious about what she's looking for. I could see men falling all over her like they did for JoJo or Emily. Thank you, 203.
Susie.
You don't even remember Susie?
No, I do. I'm looking at a picture of her. I didn't when you said that. So the winner of the last season, basically.
Yeah.
Which would make sense. You have that whole story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of her.
Mm-mm.
Hadn't thought
I
of
usually,
her.
I keep it confined to what's in front of my face right now, which is this season. Maddie from Fort Worth, I really see Katie as the winner. When she is with Zach, I can see a true connection, whereas when he is with the other girls, it seems very superficial, as if he's still trying to get to know them. Katie also seems like she's there for the right reasons, and I can really see them actually getting married. That was the whole goal this season, it seemed from the jump, is let's get one of these guys fucking to tie the knot. As for the next Bachelorette, I can see Charity or Gabby. Both girls are really nice, and I enjoy watching them on screen. Neither of them create drama, and they both just seem like good options. Thank you, Maddie M. I also wouldn't mind Gabby from the most recent season of The Bachelorette. Just throw Gabby back out there.
Oh, Gabby. Back to be
G-A-B-B-Y.
Yeah, our girl Gabby.
Sarah in Portland, I would definitely love to see Ariel become the next Bachelorette. She's just so cool and seemingly very secure. This would be really refreshing and is what gave us great Bachelorettes like JoJo and Tayshia. I think there's something to that. But I'm with AB. I think it will be Brooklyn. I think she could be great too, but just don't love that we always get a safer choice. And unfortunately, I think Ariel's Jewish/Ukrainian background means ABC probably won't pick her. Also on the topic of picking a lead, I saw this on TikTok and really wish I could credit the creator, but now I can't find it. Anyway, she had the amazing idea that ABC should choose three lead finalists and let Bachelor Nation vote. How cool would that be? They did it with America's First Impression Rose.
It's my just so shitty. It's to cut you off there. It'd be really shitty to those two people that aren't chosen as the Bachelorette to get their hopes up and then they get nothing. That seems almost cruel to me, even for this show.
They're fresh off a show where they did it 29 of 30 people are rejected anyway. There's something to be said for like maybe they could campaign or whatever, and there'd be
have like a. I mean, I'd like it. It just seems a little cruel to me.
You would have to agree to do it. They couldn't spring it on you.
Yeah.
My additional idea is that they could have the three candidates campaign on Bachelor Podcast for why they should get the chance to find love as a lead. If everyone's aware of what's going on at the time, then the cruelness disappears. Just an idea. Agreed. I thought it was too good not to share with the Rosecasters. Thank you, Sarah, in Portland. Dee Dee in Arizona, I have avoided the Bachelorette spoiler so far. My vote is for Ariel. I'm really interested in learning more about our community and family. We have had other Jewish leads, Jason Mesnick and Andy Dorfman also, I believe, before, but the show has always avoided getting into any Jewish culture or traditions. Thank you, Dee Dee. These last two are unrelated to our question. Pat in Rhode Island, hot air balloon guy here. Both of my parents are licensed hot air balloon pilots, and I grew up ballooning weekly.
Weekly?
Zach is balloon royalty. This is the first couple of ballooning. Zach is heir to the ballooning throne.
He is the prince of ballooning.
What Zach in Brooklyn rode was actually not a hot air balloon.
Oh, wow.
It was a balloon filled with helium, which will ascend naturally when the reins are loosened. It is basically a giant party balloon. You can tell because there is no hole in the bottom of the balloon, no burner. These are details I wasn't looking for.
Mm-mm.
And no pilot. Helium balloons are connected to the ground by a rope, and a machine will pull it back to the ground when the ride is over. Which would explain their lack of fear. We noted that when they got up, they just hopped on the balloon. We're like, anyway,
what if
this was a training wheels balloon?
What if the rope's gone, though, Rim?
I'm sure there are ways to get it down with the rope being gone. And I don't think the rope, that's like saying, what if you fly off the roller coaster? Well, maybe you die.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's fair. You're fair.
The area where
I would be nervous that
the
rope's going to be gone and I'm just going to float forever.
Well, yeah, heights are silly. There's no reason to go up there. Hot air balloons ascend, but Pat's not done. Hot air balloons ascend by using the burner to raise the internal temperature of the balloon. This is Bill Nye, this Pat Nye, the science guy here. They descend when the pilot opens a vent at the top of the balloon. This allows some of the hot air to escape the balloon, thereby lowering the internal temperature of the balloon. If the balloon starts to descend too quickly, the pilot can fire the burner again to bring the temperature back up a bit, which will slow the rate of descent. Thank you, Pat.
Good stuff. That's good stuff.
For the first kid of ballooning.
Wow.
Lastly, this is from Michelle. Hello, mailbag. This is Michelle. Love the show. Just wanted to say, you two saying your power
rankings
are the same.
Or Bachelor.
I assume both if she's listening to a Bachelor podcast.
I think a lot of people don't like this show and still listen to this podcast.
Present company included. Just wanted to say.
You two saying your power rankings at the same time was hilarious to me. I was laughing out loud. That was all the message was. And I just want to say to AB,
oh, thank you.
We still got it. We still got some originality left in the tank.
Still got the fastball.
A couple of spontaneous moments still in the bag, in the bottom of the bag, but they're there. What's the mailbag question for next week? It'd be 773-234-7794.
I want to know how you think Zach's doing, Rim, as we're entering the final stretches. I want to know how you think Zach's doing.
Keep it respectful.
As the Bachelor. Please, respect.
Respectful.
All respect here.
Just.
Please.
773-234-7794. The Rose League scoring update. They are not counting points for women till all, so we will pick a winner for the week now. 17 people tied for first. Team Corey Annette is this week's winner of the sticker. Send us a message to the mailbag or Instagram, and we will get you a link for a sticker. The season standings are Team TLB DMB leading the way at 878 and Team Stella Luna with 875. Only two episodes left. Season winner gets a t-shirt, so we are going to have a race for the championship. All right, AB, any Bachelor headlines of the week?
No, I'm not doing those right now.
Good.
It's too dangerous out there. Spoilers for the season. Spoilers for the Bachelor. Rhett? Mm-mm. No more headlines. I'm not looking at anything. I'd suggest any of you also don't look at anything Bachelor related. Just don't do it. Unless you want to get spoiled.
I would bet that people are not as invested in the season, and
they'll just
perhaps a higher percentage of them don't care about seeing spoilers.
Let me just see who won this bullshit.
Like, who cares?
That attitude?
Kind of like, yeah, fast forwarding through. Like, if you're watching WrestleMania, I don't care about this match. Fast forward.
Let me just see the main event.
Just whatever. Yeah. I'll watch the clips. That's a total based on, that's just a feeling I get in my gut, not your guts. I don't know what your guts are like. In mine,
I wouldn't be upset if I got spoiled at this point, honestly. So I'm probably in the same boat, actually. Is it who I think it is? Come on. I know it's who.
But then what if it's not? What if it's not, though? How pissed would you be? You'd be shocked.
If it's not,
take away the fun of finding out on the show.
If it's not who I think it is, I would be very upset at finding that spoiler. What if it's not Katie?
That'll
be
awesome.
A shocking
finale. That would
save
finale. This season.
That'll save
this
season.
Be an amazing
season. If he
finale.
Picks anyone but Katie, and that's how this ends, the end.
Oh. Suddenly you got a memorable season.
All of a sudden you have something that you'll always remember about this season. Yeah. Wow. Now I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about him picking someone but Katie. I want to check the spoilers to see if that could be the case.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Power rankings after hometowns. Number 4, Ariel. Number 3, Charity. Then Gabby and Katie. Charity actually moved up a spot.
Charity moved up a spot for you. Okay. Yeah. And who was 4th? Ariel? Okay.
Ariel was 4th. I just don't see it. I don't get it.
I'm going to go... Yeah, same as yours, except I won't have Charity on my list. I'll just have 3 people if you don't mind.
Did you see the preview for next
Ariel
week?
I was glancing. I don't know what happened. No, I don't. Not really.
No sex in the champagne room, says Zach.
Oh, no, I did see that. Yeah, I didn't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I saw
However, that. then the rest of the preview made it seem like...
I'm getting steamy.
Somebody broke the rule.
Yeah.
So maybe that's how I don't know.
So
okay,
is there 2 more episodes? What are we doing?
Overnight
dealing with
and then
here?
A finale.
Is it a double episode next week?
I don't anticipate a double episode next week. There's potential for a double episode in the final week, but the way it's set up right now, overnight's on Monday.
Overnight's Monday, and then the final week will be the one after that, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 2 more.
Okay.
Okay, that's
when the
all we have.
Bachelorette's gonna start.
Probably mid-May. Might get back on that. Are you gonna Google that right now?
Just dates.
You're gonna see.
I just want to see the dates announced. I just want to see the dates. I won't do it. Never mind.
That's all we have for you. Thank you for listening.
Talk to you next week.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.